There's a fascinating custom brought down in the Ber Heitev, which I'm not sure how many people follow. Yesterday we were discussing the various times in which Tachnun is not recited, because it's a Yom Tov of some sort, and we'll continue discussing that in a moment. But the Ber Heitev tells us that there are those that are Nohagin She'en Ochlin Kitnios, B'yamim She'en Nofon Apayim, that there's some people that they will not eat legumes or anything which is round during the time in which Tachnun is not said. And he says the reason. Nishum de damila velus hamis galgel, brought down by the Maharil, that some people during the times of mourning, they eat things which are round to represent, as the Gemara in Bava Basra says, first of all, the circle of life, as well as the idea that just like it has no opening, so too a person who's in a velus does not really have the ability to speak because of the difficult times that they're going through. So the Ber Heitev says that because you're not resetting Tachnun for these days, which is obviously a Yom Tov, it's a you may simcha, for a person to eat kidneys, some people actually refrain from doing that because that smacks upon looking like a velus, that you're actually mourning. So the Mechaber continues and gives us other times in which Tachnun is not recited because it's different holidays. He says as follows, Minhag Pashu. This is the custom that generally, straight across the board, Shalolipo al Pneihem B'chol Chodesh Nisan, that we do not recite Tachnun for the entire month of Nisan, V'lo B'tisha B'av, V'lo Bein Yom Kippur L'Sukkot, that between Yom Kippur and Sukkot we also will not recite Tachnun. V'lo mitchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan at Achas Shavuos. He says also, not from the beginning of the month of Sivan, until after the holiday of Shavuos. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that, quoting the words of the Magen Avraham, V'yesh min komos, there are those customs, Nohagin Sholipol, Kol Hashisha Yamim She'achas Shavuos. It's not just from the month of Sivan, the beginning thereof, until Shavuos, but even 6 days or so afterwards. We'll discuss exactly what that means in a second. Mimnei, the reason for this, why do we wait another 6 days? Or right? Mimnei, shekarbanos shel Chag HaShavuos, koyelhem tashlumin kol shiva. That's Chag HaShavuos. People would be oil regel, you go to your Yerushalayim and bring karbanos. So there was such a din of tashlumin, that if a person doesn't bring certain sacrifices, you have a certain amount of time, you have the week to bring them, and therefore, because the karbanos could still be brought connected to the chag previously, therefore we do not say tachnun for that time. We mentioned at the end of yesterday that there are certain times in which the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber does not mention not resetting tachnun. One of them, which is not mentioned here because it's mentioned later on in Simon Reish Samach Zayin, is Erev Shabbos. That Erev Shabbos mechatzos hayon ein omer tachnun. When it comes to Mincha, we don't say tachnun. Ekev kedushas a Shabbos, because we're connecting already on Mincha time, moments or hours before Shabbos, so therefore it's not appropriate to focus on tachnun, which is something which is a lot more serious and could bring a person to sadness when a person is focused on the joy of Shabbos, the upcoming Shabbos. The Afni says, interestingly, that even an individual, Shiba'ones, completely by accident, Icha Tfiloso Shel Shachris Ad Karva Chatzos, Lo Yomer Tachnun Tfilos Apayim Kvar Higia Chatzos Hayom. The guy is davening Shachris and it's already past midday, whatever reason he's doing that. And at that point, even though, of course, we all say Tachnun by Shachris Friday morning, but this person, his Friday morning Shachris has become a Friday afternoon Shachris, so he would not recite Tachnun either. Then Piskei Tshuvos continues, it says, V'nachon, L'tzayin kan hayomim shenohag kayom berov tfutzos Yisrael, shelo lomer Tachnun. It's also appropriate to mention other times which Tachnun is not recited, and he says in parentheses, even though it's not found anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch, and many of the Achronim disagree with these opinions, and he brings some examples which are not found in the Shulchan Aruch, such as Yud Dalad Iyar Shehu Pesach Sheni, that there are those that did not recite Tachnun on the Pesach Sheni. Ve'esh Nohagin Gam B'Tesvav Iyar, also on the day after, on the 15th. Ve'gam B'Mincha Shalifnei Yadal Iyar, also on the day before Pesach Sheni, by Mincha time, also some do not recite Tachnun. He continues, Zayin Yomim Shachar Chag HaShvuos, the 7 days after Shvuos, which we brought down already in the Mishnah Berurah, Dahainu Be'eretz Yisrael Ad Yud Beis B'Sivan. In Eretz Yisrael, they wait until the 12th day of Sivan inclusive. V'chutz La'aretz Ad Yud Gimel Sivan. And the reason why, just to confuse us, why is the 12th day, the 13th year? It's because, of course, we have an extra day of Shvuos. So that we who have Vav and Zion Sivan, so that Shavuos ends at the end of the 7th, so if you continue 6 days after the 7th day of of Sivan, so you get to Yud Gimel. On the other hand, B'nai Eretz Yisrael, where they have one day, in which it's Vav Sivan, they celebrate the 6th, so afterwards, 6 more days thereafter, is the 12th, inclusive. That's the reason why there's a difference between the 12th and the 3rd. B'yam, and he continues, and says, B'yamim shalachar sukkas ad sova chodesh. Even though that's not what the Mechaber said, right? The Shulchan Aruch told us that there are those who have, that we're universally do not recite Tachanun from Yom Kippur until Sukkot, but some also from that point all the way until the end of Chodesh Tishrei. And it's brought down B'Shem Seder Hayom. He says the reason is that because the month begins with Inuyim, various afflictions, if you will, which is really connected to Yom Kippur, that we refrain from things. So since the beginning of the month has that focus, Yotzeh b'simcha, we want to be able to counterbalance it with joy. B'Purim Katan b'Beis Hayomim, also when it comes to Purim Katan, which is Adar Aleph, which we have this year for 2 days, which is the 14th and the 15th, whether you're in Yerushalayim or outside, below the Mincha Shulchanah, as well as others do not recite Tachnun on the 15th day of Adar, in which falls out on Shabbos. We do not say Tachnun even on the 16th day of Adar, because it's considered to be Purim in Yerushalayim or other walled cities on the Sunday, even though it is the day after typically Shushan Purim. But he concludes as follows. He says, V'hini matzinu kehilos shonos v'miksas kehilos l'hakel b'amiris Tachnun b'zmanim shonim. We find throughout the year, many different people have different kulos, different leniencies. They still say Tachnun for this reason, that reason, even though it's not found anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh l'zaher v'lzalzel b'amiris Tachnun. He says you shouldn't just say, oh great, if any opportunity not to say Tachnun, let's grab it, let's take it. A person should be careful not to be mezalzel, not to belittle and to make light of the reciting of Tachlun. A person should only refrain from saying Tachlun on those various days, which are not stipulated in the Shulchan Aruch, if that is your minha, that's your custom from your rabosof. If it's not your custom, or she'en yodua ha-minhag, maybe you just don't know what your custom is, ein lo ha-kel, you're not supposed to go lenient, zulas v'yomim ha-forish v'shulchan aruch, v'yomim shizbar l'el v'sulo. If you do not know your custom, or if you think maybe the minhag is that you should say Tachlun, then of course we are strict. You should not say you should certainly say Tachlun, except for the various times which are stipulated clearly in the Shulchan Aruch, the Sulo, and not any more than that.